Who can give an example of some wisdom we have learned from Proverbs? Could be from last week, or maybe from a long time ago. Yes, Roman. That's good. Wisdom is more valuable than gold. Anna.
That you should be a fool.
Don't be a fool. Very good. Not a good idea. Anyone else?
Well, I know something that we learned about.
Okay, what did we learn about?
An angel was coming up from the highest places, and then Sid was coming up from the highest places, and they were both offering pieces.
Do we learn about that here in ABC Kids?
Yep.
Okay.
And you teach it.
Okay. Say that again. What did we learn? Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. When we learned about Satan and about sin, right? That's true.
When they were both when the righteous and the sinful ones.
Right. Very good memory. I wasn't even thinking about that. Anyone else?
I just had it.
Okay. Let's let other people share. Anyone else? Andrew? You're almost there. Remember the song, "The Fear of the Lord is"?
The beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and
discretion. All right, very good. Let's check out the ones that I have written. And maybe some of you were thinking of these. We should be careful how we use words. We learned about that last week, didn't we? Be careful how you use words. Also, we learned nothing is hidden from God. He can see everything. Nothing is hidden from God. Also, we learned that we should have respect for God. What is that? Fear of the Lord. Mr. Gregg talked to us about how fear of the Lord doesn't mean we're afraid of Him, but that we respect Him and we obey Him and we follow what He says. Well, let's take a look now. But actually, before we do, I have a question for you. Do you love your lips? Anybody know this song? It's a funny song from VeggieTales. If you don't know it, you can look it up on YouTube. It's there. Do you love your lips? All right. Well, I think we all like talking. Raise your hand if you like talking. Talking to your friends, maybe. All right. Yes, we like talking. We love our lips. Well, let's learn about how we love our lips and how we should use our lips. Proverbs has a lot to say about how we use our lips. We've learned about it already with words, learning about our tongue. And we're going to continue learning about it tonight, and we'll learn about some other things as well. But before we do that, let's ask God's blessing. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we want to ask your blessing on our time studying Proverbs today. Father, I pray that our hearts will be still before you and that you will speak to us and help us, Father, to learn the things that will help us. And we thank you for your word, and we thank you for all that you've done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So let's take a look at Proverbs 18 together. Proverbs 18:6 says, "A fool's lips walk into a fight, and his mouth invites a beating." Think about that. Can you picture that with me in your mind? A fool's lips. We've talked about a fool. A fool is the opposite of someone who is wise. Can you just picture that with me? A fool's lips walking into a fight? That's kind of a crazy picture, isn't it? Is that a good idea or a bad idea? Should we have our lips walking into a fight? What's going to happen? What's going to happen to this person, this fool? Isaac, what do you think?
I know how to picture it.
Yeah, you can picture it.
At my school, it's like a school, but we call it like a co-op.
Uh-huh.
These two teenagers were fighting with their lips.
All right, and that's not good. Whoa, let's not go on too far ahead. Let's go back. So his mouth invites a beating. What is a beating? Who can tell me what that is? Yeah.
Getting hit by a bunch of people.
Yeah, getting beat up, basically. And why does this person get beat up? because they ran their mouth. They were saying things that were not nice, and so they get beat up. So, hey, if you want to add something, please raise your hand. I'll be happy to call on you. So let's take a look at our next slide here. Remember, we talked about this a few weeks ago. We talked about how, what would it be like if we go ahead and go to the next part? If we put gasoline on a fire, is that a good idea or a bad idea? What do you think? Bad idea, very bad idea. And let's go look at the verse from Proverbs that we were talking about. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. It's like putting gasoline on a fire. Not a good idea. So we need to be careful with how we use our lips. We don't want our lips getting us into a fight where we're going to get beat up. So we need to watch our words. Let's go on to the next part here. Continuing to look at the thought, do you love your lips? Look at Proverbs 18:7. A fool's mouth is his ruin, and his lips are a snare to his soul. We're still looking at a fool and how he uses his mouth, his lips. What is a snare? Anybody know what that word means? What is a snare? Yes. What would you do with it? If you had a snare, what would you do with it?
He plays banjo, so he knows what.
There is a snare drum, but this is a different kind of snare. There's more than one kind of snare. There's the kind that you play as an instrument. This is the other kind. If you're out in the woods, you might use this. Or you could even use a small one in your house. What is it, Anna?
Like a toy?
Let's bring the picture up and see if it helps you guess. Look at the picture. It's a trap. What could you use this to catch?
A bear.
A bear. What about a small one? What could you use a small one to catch?
A deer?
A mouse.
I don't know about a mouse. Yeah, a rat. Something like that. Well, you know what will trap us and get us in trouble? If we use our mouth, our lips, in the wrong way. It can get us into a lot of trouble. It will be a snare to our soul. Let's go on to our next verse, Proverbs 18:8. The words of a whisperer are like delicious morsels. They go down into the inner parts of the body. What is a delicious morsel? And would you like one? Anna? Like a what?
Like a Danish.
Like a Danish. What do you think of when you think of a delicious morsel? That's a good example. A Danish, you know, one of those pastries. What do you think of? Well, let me show you what I think of. And unfortunately, I don't have one for everybody, but I think of maybe a chocolate candy. One of these delicious chocolates. Oh, you know, the kind that just melt in your mouth. Sorry, there's only two left. There's not enough. I'm sorry. Oh, and I can even smell it. Oh, I better put this away. Well, you know what is like that for some people? Gossip. You know, when somebody whispers, "Did you hear what they did? Guess what I heard?" Oh, some people, that's just like candy to them. They're like, "Tell me more." Oh, but is that a good thing? Gossip and whispering? No. In fact, Proverbs also tells us that whispering and gossip can ruin a friendship. When we talk about other people behind their back, we're whispering about other people. It can ruin friendships. It can hurt other people. Maybe it's not even true what we're saying. And even if it is true, should we be talking about it to other people? Talking about other people's business? No, that's not the right way to handle it. So yes, for some people, gossip is like a dainty little Danish or a chocolate or some other kind of morsel. But just don't do it. Let's go on to our next one in Proverbs. Think about being in school, and your teacher says to you, what is the capital of? And before she says any location, any of the 50 states here, maybe somebody raises their hand and they say,
Thailand.
But the teacher didn't even say the capital of what? What is the capital of? And she was going to say Ohio. What's the capital of Ohio?
Columbus,
very good. What's the capital of Indiana? Indianapolis, raise your hand. What about Kentucky? It's a harder one. What's the capital of Kentucky?
Oh,
but what is it? Mr. Greg knows?
Frankfurt,
yeah. All right, so let's look at our proverb now. If one gives an answer before he hears, it is his folly and shame. Don't give the answer until you hear the question. You know, sometimes we just want to be the first to say the answer. We don't even hear all the question. And we say, I know the answer. And we don't wait for the question. And it kind of makes us look silly. Well, let's look at another proverb. Before we do, I have a question. Let's look at that picture. What is this man's job? He has an important job. And Miranda, what is his job?
To decide if people are going to jail.
Right. What do we call him? He is a?
Judge Judy.
He's not Judge Judy. But he is a judge. Yes. He is a judge. So now, think about the job of a judge as we look at this next proverb. And it kind of goes along with the one we just talked about, with giving an answer before you hear the question. Proverbs 18:17 says, the one who states his case first seems right until the other comes and examines him. You know, there's two people, and the one says, this is what happened. I was driving down the road, and then this happened, and this happened. And you say, yes, this person, he is right. But then the other person talks, and he tells his perspective. And then you say, oh, wait. No, I think the second person is right, and the first one, he's the one who did something wrong. What can we learn from this? Don't be hasty in making a judgment. Very important if you're a judge, and very important for us as well. There's always two sides to an issue or a problem. Don't just make a judgment after you hear one side. Make sure you hear the other side too, and make a very careful judgment. So we've seen a lot of things about how we use our lips. We should be careful. Let's now go on and look at one more thing about, it talks about the tongue, but it's all about the lips and the tongue and the mouth. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits. Is the tongue powerful? What do you think? Is the tongue powerful? Yes. How do you know? What does the scripture say? What shows that the tongue is very powerful? Anna?
It can give life and death.
Yes. Just think about a judge saying guilty and someone is sentenced to death. Just that one word. Wow, it ends everything. But you know what? Even if we're just doing something very quiet, like whispering, it could kill a friendship. Death is in the power of a tongue. It can hurt other people. It can kill things. But also, it has the power to give life. Maybe someone is really feeling discouraged, but we can say something to lift them up and encourage them. Maybe someone doesn't know about Jesus, and we tell them about Jesus, and they learn about what Jesus did for them, and about God's love for them, and about how God can change them on the inside and change their life forever. Wow. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Do you love to talk? I asked this earlier. Do you love to talk? Most of us like to talk. We love our lips. Those who love it will eat its fruits. So let's say, make sure we're saying things that are good, because you're going to eat it. You're going to eat your words. Have you ever heard somebody say that? You're going to eat your words. So make sure your words are good words and not words that will hurt others. Let's go on to look at another topic quickly. Who can tell me what this is, this picture here? Isaac, what is it?
Castle.
It's part of a castle. What part of the castle is it? It's kind of the corner part, and it goes up high in the air.
People to guard.
Yeah, but what's the name of this part, Dominic? A tower. Very good. Let's look at what Proverbs 18 says here, 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runs into it and is safe. Ileana, could we go back to that picture? Imagine you've got a bunch of enemies pursuing you, and you're just running as fast as you can. You want to go somewhere safe. And you have a friend who has a castle. And suddenly you see the castle, and you're running. If you're able to go inside, do you think you'll feel safe? Would you feel safe? I would feel safe. I mean, look at these windows. It's very secure. You could shoot arrows out of here, but nobody could get in and break in and hurt you. It's a safe place. Well, going back to the verse here, what is the safe place where we can go and be secure? What does this verse say? What is that place of safety? It maybe seems a little strange to us. What does it say? What does it say in the very first line?
The name of the Lord is a strong tower.
So what is this tower that we can go to for safety? What does it say?
The name of the Lord.
The name of the Lord. How can a name be a safe place? Well, it depends on whose name it is.
Yeah.
Now, if it's my name, I don't know. You know, that might be good or bad. I mean, my house is pretty secure, but it's nothing like that tower. But whose name is it talking about here? It's not just Joe or Steve or even Mr. Isaac. Whose name is it talking about?
The Lord's.
What do you think about when you think about God? When you think about the Lord, what do you think about? The Lord is...
I just think about it as what he'll be like.
Yeah, what is he like, though? That's what I'm wanting you guys to help me with.
Like,
what is God like? Anna?
He's powerful.
Powerful. Give me one word answers. God is...
Nice.
Nice. God is...
Creator.
God is...
Helpful.
God is...
Loving,
helpful. God is
strong.
God is
giant.
A giant, yes. God is faithful. He is true. He will never leave us or forsake us. He is always there to defend us. That's what God is like. He is a strong tower for us. Well, let's just look quickly at the final ones that we have. You know what? Here we see how sometimes that strong tower can be a bad thing. It says a brother offended is more unyielding than a strong city, and quarreling is like the bars of a castle. Here, are you inside or outside the castle? You have said something with your mouth that offended your brother. your sister, your best friend, and now they're not talking to you. What is it like? It's like your friend is in a castle, and where are you? You're outside. And you're like, hey, let me in. Hey, let's talk about this. And they're just not wanting to talk to you. What should we do? What do you think we should do? We offended our friend. Maybe something we said, maybe something we did. What should we do? We can pray about it. Very good. What should we do?
You could apologize
about it. Yeah. And we need to do that in the right way so we can pray to God for wisdom so that we don't offend even more when we apologize. You know, sometimes we apologize and we don't do it very well. We say, if I hurt your feelings, I'm sorry. No. We say, I was wrong. I hurt your feelings. Please forgive me. That's a much better way to apologize. But you know what the best thing to do is? Watch what we say and don't offend them in the first place. That is the best thing. One final verse for us as we finish up. Thinking about that tower, let's now look at one more thing. A man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Don't answer these questions, just think about them. What kind of friends do you have? Will they stick with you even in the hard times? What kind of friend are you? Will you be there for your friends when they're going through a hard time? And who is the best friend of all, who will never leave us, never forsake us? Jesus is the best friend of all. He gave his life for us, and there's nothing that can separate us from his love. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for all that we've learned about tonight. Help us to apply it, and we thank you for Jesus. We thank you that your name is like a strong tower. We can run to it and be safe. Help us, Father, to be careful what we say. Help us, Father, to use our words well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.